T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday alohas to you. So now the Pac-12 has joined the Big Ten and says, no fall sports, no football. Pac-12 actually canceled all athletics for the remainder of the calendar year, which means first part of basketball for them is out as well. Truly incredible. And now creepy Uncle Joe, the hair sniffer, has been told who his vice presidential running mate will be, because Joe really didn't have much input in this. He didn't want to be bothered. He's busy down there in the basement. You know, he's working on a crossword puzzle. And it says, on the box, it said 3 to 5 years. And Joe said, actually, I did this thing in a month. So, great to have you here as we get underway with the most heavily commuted and most heavily congested hour, the Bobby Mack Show, the 5 o'clock Follies. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Just grab the phone, give me a call, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, as always, bob@1063word.com. Oh, one more shoe from the Power Five conferences. The elitist pinheads, the academic geniuses that are the presidents of these universities, the heads of the Big 12 schools are meeting right now. And we'll see if they take the ACC-SEC route and only play schools within their own conference, or whether they go the Big 10 Pac-12 route and say, no, it's too dangerous. Too dangerous. We can't do that. Now, I mentioned before we went to the news at the top of the hour at 5, how the media famously lies in a variety of ways. They lie by commission, by twisting the facts of a story to fit their own narrative. And they also lie by omission, by not telling you what's going on. For instance, not showing any of the footage from the Portland riots, CNN, BSNBC, not showing any of the looting in Chicago in primetime that happened late on Sunday night. This story today from the IWB website. We have real news for you here. Thelonious Von Pantsuit, as I call her, Hillary Clinton, is to face a deposition in September. An article on the Duran website discusses the involvement of George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and the Clinton Crime Family Foundation in the Antifa-spurred Black Lives Matter riots. This piece of news is about a week old, yet it was almost completely buried in the furor of demonstrations and riots being covered all across the United States and even internationally. Hillary Clinton, for the first time, may have some trouble. The website Where is the Buzz? Picked up a report from CNBC on June 3rd, which noted that Hillary had lost her legal challenge to drop the order for her to be deposed in regards to the now all but forgotten unsecured private email server she used to send State Department level emails. Yeah, she's going to finally have to testify about her secret email server. When the time comes on September 9th, Clinton will have to answer for why she deleted 33,000 emails from her private email server and what they contained. Despite repeated claims that the emails were personal in nature, the FBI has already recovered more than 17,000 of them that were, in fact, work-related. Hillary will also have to answer for why senior Obama administration officials knowingly misled the country about what actually happened during the Benghazi attack. You may remember Trey Gowdy questioned her about that, and she slipped off the hook. Well, at this point, what difference does it make? Quote, in late October 2016, shortly before the presidential election, head of the FBI James Comey revealed to Congress that the Phibbies were reviewing emails from the server that had been newly discovered. No charges have ever been filed against Clinton. She is set to appear in court on September 9th, 2020. Now, you ask me, am I holding my breath that after all of this time that Clinton is going to be held to account for this? The answer would be no. No, deep state is too wide and too deep. And they will find, I'm sure, appropriate ways for Hillary to be able to once again slip away from all of this stuff. So we'll see. But mark September 9 down in your calendar. Not that there'll be anything in the news about it, because there won't. To the phones we go to lead off the follies today. Let's go to Chesney and bring in John, who wants to talk about Big Ten and I guess now, by association, Pac-12. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I love your show. Listen every chance I get.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a Michigander transplanted to the South.
Go Blue.
And I've been to the Big House several times.
What a place.
There's 112,000 seats in that place. Why can't they sell 30,000 tickets and let them play football?
Fair question. We saw that some of the players, where was it, Alabama? I think, yeah, some of the Alabama players, they had some kind of new face mask on, some plastic protective gear, supposedly to cut down. And the players said, oh, this is horrible. I hate it. But
yeah.
You know, it just seems, why is it such a threat that the Big Ten and the Pac-12, and we'll see what the Big 12 does, all say it's too dangerous, and yet the ACC and the SEC say, yeah, we can do this.
Yeah, well, it makes no sense. You've got empty baseball stadiums. I watch a little MLB. It's the only sport I'll watch anymore because I've sworn off all other pro sports because they're all crazy. But, you know, empty stadiums everywhere. It's just not even any fun to watch a game with no crowd.
No, it's not.
I don't get why they don't take advantage of social distancing and sell a third of the seats and let people enjoy.
Well, it's only $760 million down the drain for the Big Ten.
Yeah. I mean, my son and I are so sports star. We're flying to Chicago next week to watch independent baseball because they actually are playing live and will let people in the stands.
Wow, what a concept. Incredible. Yeah. It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to it, believe me.
And look.
I will not wear a mask unless Chicago arrests me.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And thanks for being there and being a steady listener. Greatly appreciate that as well. Good to have you here, John. We'll see what the Big 12 does. Nebraska, Big 10, has already said, well, you know, we may just come up with our own schedule and play. We'll see. In on the text line, Bob, Hillary's just going to lie again. Yeah, of course she will. She can't do anything else. Hey, Bob, love your show. Thank you. Is there an end date to the latest mandates in South Carolina? You know, I don't recall seeing an end date. Moneypenny, can you check with Annie in the news center and see if she knows about that? If there's a sunset on the latest series of mandates from Governor Henry McTaxton. I say you got. I say, son, you got to wear a mask. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 5:21 here in the Bobby Mac Show. President Trump's news conference is going to be coming up here shortly. That should be, get your popcorn ready, because that should be worth the price of admission, with Dementia Joe having learned today, as we did, that Kamala Harris will be his running mate. Also, if you're looking for a job, Seattle needs a new police chief. Carmen Best today announcing her resignation, saying she was not leaving because of pay cuts to her department, but because of, her words, the lack of respect toward her fellow officers. Her resignation comes amid the city council's decision to reduce the department by as many as 100 officers through layoffs and attrition. You know, in many of these cities, too, they have officers by the hundreds who are lining up for retirement, early or otherwise, because they've had enough as well. In response to a reporter, so-called, who asked if her decision was motivated by protesters who appeared at her home earlier this month or the city council's decision, Chief Best said, "It is not about the money, and it certainly isn't about the demonstrations. I mean, be real. I have a lot thicker skin than that. It really is about the overarching lack of respect for the officers, the men and women who work so hard day in and day out. The idea that we've worked so incredibly hard to make sure our department was diverse, that it reflects the community that we serve, to just turn all that on a dime and hack it off without having a plan in place to move forward is highly distressful to me." Should be to the people of Seattle as well. And I imagine that to a significant portion of them, that's the case. Okay, 5:23, here we go on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday, and Gary Goodvoice is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Well, like the police chief in Seattle, there are a number of Americans who are just pretty much fed up. Lady on Long Island went off in a grocery store when a worker told her she had to put a mask on. here is her rant, and she drops some pretty choice words along the way. Tell them, lady.
Are you kidding me? We live in America. Don't give me this communist crap. My ass was on.
It wasn't
my ass.
It
was on.
I think you need to get out of my face.
Shut the
hey,
up.
Hey.
You know what I mean? That's why you work in a supermarket. I'll beat the
She was, she'd had enough, don't you think? On a brighter note, an 86-year-old guy in North Carolina suffered a stroke on his houseboat last week, couldn't even get to his phone. So he thought, well, Boo-Boo is here. Boo-Boo is his chihuahua, and, he asked her to get him some help, and she did. Here we go.
I sat down in my chair, drank my coffee, and next thing I know, it was after lunch. And I knew I couldn't even get my hand to move, and my foot wouldn't move. I didn't want to be there for another couple of days before somebody come by, you know. So I said, okay, Boo-Boo, go get me some help. And she went and got help.
Got tears running out of my eyes. I missed her so much.
That was Rudy Armstrong. Boo-Boo is his chihuahua. Of course, Boo-Boo ran off and got the dock master. This is like, you know, what is that, Lassie? What is it? Timmy fell down into the well? he called 911, and everything worked out pretty good. Moneypenny, let's move a piece around here.
Okay.
Louisville head coach Scott Satterfield, you have him there?
Yes.
Updating, those of you may not have heard, came in late. Big Ten announced no football this season. Pac-12. Joined suit and said no sports for the remainder of the calendar year. ACC and SEC, as far as we know, still plan on playing. Some of the coaches, though, before today's decision, said they were still in favor of playing, like Louisville head coach Scott Satterfield, saying that some of his players were pretty emotional about the possibility of the season being canceled. Here's Louisville's head coach. It should be right there with it. Don't have it there? Oh, sorry. Well, in any event, he said that some of his players broke down and cried when they thought that the season may be canceled. New polling data shows that 80% of people say they are creatures of habit. The top things we do the same way every day, sleeping on the same side of the bed, sitting in the same spot on the sofa, doing our hair the same way, kind of reminds us of Bill Murray in Groundhog Day.
What would you do if you were stuck in one place and every day was exactly the same and nothing that you did mattered?
Now that sums it up for me.
Yeah, I hear you. In a rut. You did find the sign about?
Yes.
The soundbite from Scott? Okay, good. Here is Louisville head coach Scott Satterfield talking about talking with his players about the possibility of the season being canceled.
We're playing with these 18 to 22-year-olds' minds by some of these leagues are doing this yo-yo. This is what we're going to do one day, but then 2 days later, we're going to do this right here. I mean, that's not leadership. It's hurtful, actually. We had players this morning crying in our meetings. They're crying because they want to play. Coach, we've done everything we're supposed to do. What's this talk about these leagues? You know, what's that going to do to us?
Good questions. Lawsuits, perhaps, pending. Here's a familiar-sounding piece of music for you. Wow. One of the early renditions from John Barry, who did music for the early James Bond movies, did the music for a bunch of them. I don't know who needed a poll to determine that Sean Connery is James Bond. But that's what the polling data showed. You know, talking Bond, James Bond, you're talking Sean Connery. Here is a little montage of 007.
Bond. James Bond.
A gun. Looks more fitting for a woman.
You know much about guns, Mr. Bond?
No. I know a little about women.
In the conference room. Something pretty big. Every 00 man in Europe's been rushed in, and the Home Secretary, too.
His wife's probably lost a dog.
Dink, meet Felix Leiter.
Hello.
Felix, say hello to Dink.
Hi, Dink.
Dink, say goodbye to Felix. Man talk.
The sea's back there. Your brother, Mr. Franks?
Yes, it was.
I got a brother.
Small world.
You know, I thought what's his name, Moneypenny, the guy that has done the last four or five Bond movies?
Annie, do you know the answer?
Oh, geez, everybody knows his name, and it's gone right out of my head. Well, in any event, he's good. I like the way he played Bond, but for my money and for the money of the people in the poll as well, Sean Connery retired the trophy.
He was just always the Bond for me.
Yeah, he seemed to get Ian Fleming's portrayal of Bond in the novels better than anybody else.
I mean, us Flemings are, you know, really great.
And he's sticking the plug there. So there we go. There's today's Amazing True Facts. 5:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's next with the news, and then I'm right back on the other side. Last half of the 5 o'clock Follies is on the way, and man, still a bunch of stuff in the Bobby Mac stack. Don't go away. Oh, there. Now I got it back. All right. Welcome back. 5:38 here on the Bobby Mac Show, 22 before 6 o'clock. The president has just begun his news conference at the White House. I want to pick up some of this. He's probably going to start with the COVID-19 stuff, but we don't want to miss what he has to say about Kamala Harris. Here's the president at the White House.
Actually, when it comes to terrorism and other things, together the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have 25,000 police officers, sheriffs, and guardsmen available to quell any violence. They can do it very quickly, very easily, if allowed to do their jobs. Again, if allowed to do their jobs. Our police, our law enforcement is incredible, but they have to be allowed to do their jobs. The Democrats or the radical left Democrats or both, because they're becoming one and the same. If you look at election results, the Democrats are being taken over by the radical left. The city of Portland and the state of Oregon have 10,000 fine officers and guardsmen available. Seattle, Washington, and Washington State have 10,000 available. So Seattle, city of Seattle, and Washington State itself, they have great people. They have to be allowed to do their job. I'm urging them to deploy these resources to protect their citizens and to stop the violence and all of the things that we watch on television going on, although a lot of the, unfortunately, fake news don't like to put it on because it shows that the Democrats are doing a very bad job of law enforcement. They have to put it on. They have to be honest with the people of this country. but I'm offering all available federal support requested to stop the violence and arrest the criminals. We have to be asked by the governors or the mayors, and we'll be there very rapidly. It's ready, willing, and able. We're all ready, willing, and able to go to these jurisdictions and take care of them. We'll do them very quickly. You saw what happened in Minneapolis. They ripped the city apart. When the National Guard went in, it ended immediately. It was immediate and lasted. These acts of destruction are not isolated incidents, but demonstrate the pattern of violent left-wing extremism that you get to see if you're watching the right news program. Under any rational definition, the arson attack on the police precinct in Portland would be considered an act of left-wing domestic terrorism. They really are anarchists. These are left-wing anarchists. They are anarchists. And I'm directing the Department of Justice to stop these anarchists, immediately to stop them, and to work with the city and the state to get the job done. Local authorities have to investigate and prosecute all of these crimes immediately. We'll work with you. And the local authorities know who they are. They know where they come from. They know a lot about them. They ought to get their act together and get it done, and we're ready to help. If you need that help, you shouldn't need that help, actually. You should be able to do it yourselves and get it done very well. Again, you have excellent police and law enforcement, but you have to let them do their job. What you're seeing in Portland, in Seattle, New York, Chicago, is really the Democrat roadmap for America. They want every city in America to resemble Portland in a form. They want to pass federal legislation gutting and hamstringing every police department in America. They want to get rid of your Second Amendment. They want to end cash bail, close prisons, defund police departments, or at least largely defund. You see that with New York, $1 billion they took out of their police department, and crime has gone through the roof. And appoint far-left prosecutors who side with the criminals and target law-abiding citizens. If the left gains power, no city, town, or suburb in our country will be safe. On the vaccine front, some very good news. Today, I met with the leaders of Operation Warp Speed, our historic undertaking to produce a safe and effective vaccine in record time. We heard an update from the top scientists in the government and the leaders of pharmaceutical companies, which right now aren't too thrilled with me. They're taking millions of dollars worth of ads because I've created a favored nation status for drugs, which is going to reduce drug prices by 40, 50, 60, and maybe even 70% in some cases. Numbers that have never been heard of or thought of. So when you see those ads, remember that means your drug prices are coming down. When you see ads attacking your president, it's very simple. That means drug prices are going to be falling very soon. This evening, I'm pleased to announce that we have reached an agreement with Moderna to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of their coronavirus vaccine candidate. The federal government will own these vaccine doses. We're buying them. Recently, we also secured partnerships with Johnson & Johnson, as well as Sanofi and GSX, to support the large-scale manufacturing of their vaccines, doing very well in those vaccines. Tremendous promise in every single one of them, and we have many of them. And they're years ahead of schedule. This would have been if it were in the previous administration or any of the previous administrations. Where we are now would have taken years. Three vaccine candidates are now in phase three trials already, the final stage of clinical trials. This is the final stage.
So the president doing some updates on the Chinese flu and as well as on vaccines. Remains to be seen the willingness of the American people to take the vaccine. By the way, we'll come back and pick up more of the president's news conference as he takes questions from the propagandists portraying themselves as journalists. Russia today claimed to be the first country in the world to register a coronavirus vaccine. President Vladimir Putin, former officer in the KGB, the Soviet intelligence service, announcing it is safe for use and that one of his daughters has already been inoculated. And he says it's perfectly safe. You know, witness the fact that my daughter. aren't these the same people that told us that there was no danger of radiation from Chernobyl? 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll get more of the president when we come right back on the other side. Here on Tuesday on WORD. Oh, and thank you, Daniel Craig. That's who I was trying to think of. Texter, Bobby, Sean Connery, the best James Bond, with Daniel Craig at number 2. The others are all tied at a distant 3rd. Agreed. Be right back. Welcome back. 5:52 now. It's 8 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. This is a relief, though. I mean, we don't have to take Vladimir Putin's word for it that his COVID-19 vaccine is going to work. Now, the World Health Organization says they will review the Russian COVID-19 vaccine candidate, saying it would require a rigorous safety data review. Boy, that's a relief. From the same people that originally told us that the Wuhan flu came from a bunch of bats in a wet market in Wuhan and said there was no danger of animal-to-human transmission. So that's a relief. Let's go back and pick up some more President Trump at the White House.
Stand for the national anthem, and I think you're going to do fantastically well. Because a lot of people aren't going to watch if you don't. I'm one of them. That's why our strategy and attention are focused on preventing the cases that are most likely to require discussing the opening of schools, hospitalization, or produce any death. We have to maintain vigilance over our elderly population. We've learned that, I think, more than any single event, Scott. We have to be very vigilant all over, but we have to really protect our elderly population, and especially our elderly population that has problems with heart, lung, any form of sickness, diabetes in particular. And we are at the same time in very good shape with respect to hospital room and hospital overcrowding. We're in great shape. On the nursing home front, protecting our nursing home residents is a critical focus of our strategy. HHS recently announced that they will use the Provider Relief Fund to deliver an additional $5 billion to further protect nursing homes and long-term care facilities as they continue to combat the China virus. We have delivered over 1,800 rapid point-of-care testing devices to nursing homes. And we are in the process of delivering these devices to all 15,000 Medicare and Medicaid certified nursing homes by the end of September. So they're going to have very, very rapid tests. They won't have to wait around 2 or 3 days or 4 days, and that number has come down very substantially compared to what it was when you send it to the labs. You get very accurate tests, but it takes a period of time to send it, to check it, and then to send it back. But we are now at a position where we're sending very, very rapid tests, 5 minutes to 15 minutes. We will care for America's seniors as we develop the vaccine and therapeutics, and therapeutics are coming along very, very well. We think we have some great answers on therapeutics, and you'll be hearing that about them in the very near future. I'm very much into the world of therapeutics, where you go into the hospital and you give a shot, or you do what you have to do with it, perhaps transfusion. It's combinations of what you can do, and people get better. I like that very much. I like that very, very much. And that could even proceed in a successful in getting it. That will, I think, probably even precede vaccines. But therapeutically, we're doing very, very well. A lot of people are going to be very happy when they see some of the numbers that I'm seeing and some of the results. So tremendous things are happening on the vaccine front and the therapeutic front. And our country should be very proud of itself. We're going to get it delivered very rapidly as soon as it comes out. Okay, questions, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. 20 million people are due to be evicted from their homes next month. And do you fear that this could be your Herbert Hoover move moment if you do not reach a deal with Congress to set up a new CARES Act?
We are not allowing that to happen. We're stopping evictions. We are stopping evictions. We're not going to let that happen.
Idiotic question.
We're not going to evict people. We're not going to let people. The Democrats, maybe they don't care, but I care. And we signed an executive offer, executive order.
This is this idiot's first question to Trump.
And we
are not letting people be evicted. When Biden's just announced his VP running mate.
Thank you, President Trump. If I could have two questions, I'd like to ask you one about Senator Harris's record,
yeah,
and then a different one about FISA abuse.
Sure.
So regarding Senator Harris's record, you had a pretty quick response to that. You had an ad out that said that she was a phony, and I wanted to drill down.
She was a what?
A phony. And I wanted to ask about a specific example that a lot of people thought was a phony moment. As San Francisco DA, she oversaw, according to the Mercury News, 1,900 marijuana convictions. But she was asked in an interview last year if she had smoked marijuana, and she appeared to joke and, according to some people, lie and say that she was listening to Snoop Dogg and Tupac. Well, their music hadn't come out at the time while she said she was smoking pot, listening to it. Why would she lie about that? Do you see that as more evidence? Is her past on marijuana a liability?
Well, she lied. I mean, she said things that were untrue. She is a person that's told many, many stories that weren't true.
I'm sure that the president will have substantially more to say about Dementia Joe's newly announced running mate, Kamala Harris. Bonus hours on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.